The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says it is illegal to discriminate against people because of their sexual orientation. But there are conflicting court decisions on that issue, and now the government agency is trying to get federal courts to agree with it. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The question is whether the civil rights law, which bans sex discrimination, also covers sexual orientation. The EEOC decided last year it does. David Lopez is the agency's general counsel.
The commission takes a position that discrimination because of sexual orientation is intrinsically a form of sex discrimination.
But the enforcement agency wants its position validated by federal courts. So to press the issue, this month the EEOC filed its first ever lawsuits charging employers with discrimination against gay and lesbian employees.
I think it will help illuminate for employers their responsibilities, and it will help illuminate for employees their rights.
One of the EEOC's cases alleges a gay man working at a health clinic in Pennsylvania was subject to homophobic epithets and degrading comments about his sex life. His complaints, he says, were ignored. The other case involves a forklift company in Baltimore, where a lesbian employee alleges her supervisor made lewd comments and gestures, promising to turn her, quote, back into a woman. She claims she was fired after lodging a complaint. Greg Nevins is Workplace Fairness Counsel at Lambda Legal, which represents LGBT issues in court.
Is this still a common complaint?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, very much so.
His group fields thousands of workplace complaints a year. He says historically, cases like these where gay and lesbian workers brought charges did not fare well.
Generally, the courts weren't very hospitable.
Nevin says that's changing. Now 22 states and many cities have passed laws banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Nevin says in more recent years, some court decisions have ruled sexual discrimination is a federal civil rights violation. Sarah Warbelow agrees the tide seems to be shifting. She's legal director for the Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights advocacy group.
In the more modern jurisprudence, the trend is towards recognizing this as an impermissible form of sex discrimination.
Warbelow says if the EEOC wins its cases, it will encourage more workers to come forward.
If you know that you have recourse, you're going to be much more willing to go down to your HR department and have a conversation.
Jonathan Siegel is an employment attorney representing employers. He says many don't believe the government agencies should be rewriting the law.
There are some that view this as the EEOC trying to create law. I think this eventually will get to the Supreme Court if it's not resolved by Congress beforehand.
The employers charged in the EEOC suits both deny the charges and say they have policies that ban discrimination, including for sexual orientation. Eric Meyer also represents employers. He says harassment is already illegal, and most employers, especially large ones, already have their own policies that protect LGBT workers.
An employer may not have a specific policy or may not wish to have a specific policy to address this, but they do so at their own risk.
Whatever the law is, he says, companies should train their managers and address all forms of discrimination in their policies. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.